Okay. Oh, good. Okay, we're recording. It's all good. So we're totally doing this podcast mammal style.
What does that mean?
The Rule 3 guys, there's a podcast on there called Mammal.
Okay,
with two Nats out of Toronto.
Yeah, I've listened to it.
And I say mammal style because they record in like bars and restaurants, usually while they're eating.
So we're currently at White Spot.
Yeah, between movies.
Yeah.
Last minute food. Day 11 of VIF, though this will probably go up on day 12. I didn't count.
It feels like day 134.
Well, you've been at this for like almost a month already, yeah, so I'm not surprised.
I'm really beat. The last film I just watched, I think it was film 105.
Oh my god. I don't even know what to say to that. You can't really say anything.
Truth is, I actually feel kind of good for seeing 105 films.
Well, you're certainly looking pretty good for 105 films.
I'm feeling okay. Usually I'm not feeling good. My spirits are a little low because the films haven't been quite as good this year, I don't think. But other than that, I feel pretty good.
So I guess we should introduce ourselves because we went right into it. I'm Marina, Will3.com, QuietEarth.us.
Bill Harris, Green Screen of Death, iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Sorry if I forgot anything, Adrian.
So we're about to have dinner, so we are going to be interrupted by food coming at some point. But we'll just jump right in because there are a couple of movies we want to talk about. And I'm just looking at your list upside down, so we'll start with your top movie.
I'm super weird. I can't do stuff without lists. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. So, well, let's talk about your list because you have, like, the big Cannes winner right at the top. And I haven't seen it, and I'm not going to see it.
All 3 hours and 15 minutes of Winter Sleep.
Okay, I don't even know what this movie is about.
It's just a guy who runs a hotel, and he talks to people.
For 3 hours. Okay, I could go with that.
And it's really amazing conversation, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, that's expected.
This hotel is like carved in the side of a mountain made of rock.
Okay, that sounds really impressive.
It's really amazing looking, and it's so well shot, it's so well acted, and it's really long. So if you have a problem with that, which a lot of people do,
yeah,
it is a very intimidating film. If you don't like long films, this is not your film. If you don't like people talking, this is not your film. Personally, I ate that shit up.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And for me, I probably should have seen it because I'm thinking the only time I probably would see it would be at a festival.
Yeah, totally. And this is for this. It's 3 hours and 15 minutes. And if I stayed awake, it's a masterpiece.
Yeah, it's got to be good.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, definitely check that one out. I wish you'd seen it.
I'll see it. Yeah. It'll come to VIF. I'm sure it'll probably play a part of VIF repeat. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
I'll have to watch it theatrically because otherwise I'll put it in and it'll be the same thing as Anatolia. I'll watch half an hour and I'll turn it off.
No, Anatolia just sucked.
Okay, well, that's good to know then. Yeah. Good to know I haven't missed much.
I checked out the new Jean-Pierre and Luc Dardenne film, 2 Days, 1 Night.
Okay, which I've heard people say is like their favorite of the fest so far.
Hello.
I'm making your milkshake as we speak.
Thank you. Thanks very much. So would you agree that it's...
No, I think it's one of their worst films.
Wow.
It's literally Marianne Cotillard walking around trying to save her job by talking to all her co-workers. That is the film.
Is she good in it at least?
She's amazing. But you take her out of the film and it's absolutely nothing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of disappointing.
But she elevates the to like another level because she is so great.
Yeah.
They take her out of it. It's absolutely nothing film.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, and they're really good, but like my next film, Mr. Turner, the new Mike Lee film, another film that I was completely disappointed with. A film that has absolutely nothing going on.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, and I love Mike Lee. A couple years ago, Another Year was my favorite film of that year. Absolutely adore that film. I just did not like this film at all. Other than Timothy's Fall is amazing. It's really well shot. It's nothing happens.
Yeah, he doesn't get enough lead roles either, so it's disappointing that this one doesn't really live up to it.
He was in Harry Potter.
Well.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. He was the lead in Harry. He was the Harry Potter.
Foxcatcher.
Okay.
You seen this one?
I did see Foxcatcher.
Wrestling.
Yeah. But it's the thing. It's like Mitchell makes these movies that are kind of about sports, but not really. That's not what they're about.
Bennett Miller has this really amazing ability to make silence means so much.
Yeah.
And this, like, Moneyball, when, like, Brad Pitt was in his car listening to, like, the baseball game, so amazing.
Yeah.
And this film, it's all tension.
It's all pregnant pauses.
Yeah, it's
it's really controlled.
The less you know,
the
better, because the audience I saw it with had no idea what happened in this film.
Neither with mine.
And it destroyed them.
Yeah, neither with mine.
They screamed at the right spots.
Yeah.
And Channing Tatum, Mark Ruffalo, Steve Carell, all amazing.
Great. Yeah, all great.
It's really damn good. But it is not an easy film.
No, it's not. And I think you're right. I think it's best... The people that don't know the story probably get way more out of it than I did. I mean, I'd read the biography, so I kind of knew what was coming. But, I mean, it's a really well-made movie, and it's so watchable. I just, for me, I need a little more emotion, and I know that's the point, is that it's supposed to be sort of not.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be really controlled, but I can't, I don't love it for that reason.
That's what I dug about it. I love that it wasn't, like, hold your hand.
Yeah.
Like, it was literally, like, about pauses and silence. Bennett Miller might be the most underrated filmmaker in Hollywood
I could go with that.
He's...
Because it really is an amazing achievement.
Yeah. Steve Carell is really scary.
Yes, he can be.
Channing Tatum is really great.
Yeah, he is.
And Mark Ruffalo is Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, he's always fantastic.
Yeah. I loved Foxcatcher. One of my favorite films of the fest so far. But that's not really saying a lot.
No.
I think I've liked 10 films.
What else you got on your list there?
Clouds of Sils Maria.
Oh. Kristen Stewart's really hot, and so is Juliette Binoche. That's, you know. Well, and the second act is really awesome.
My favorite movies of all time are the Three Colors trilogy, and I worship Juliette Binoche.
She's amazing.
And she's really damn good in this
film.
And
she's really fearless.
Yeah, she plays this aging actress who wants really badly to get a role. And Kristen Stewart is her assistant. And they talk a lot.
A lot.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
And then something happens, and I didn't like it.
Well, you said it best. The prologue is just not.
Yeah, as soon as the prologue sign comes up, walk out of the theater.
Yeah.
It ruins the film.
Yeah, I think my favorite part is that second act where, you know, you have this... It's both the conversation about women talking about relationships and aging and dealing with age. And then there's also this weird tie-in with, like, actresses preparing for a role. It's really intense, and it's wonderful. And, yeah, then the third act happens, and it all kind of goes downhill.
Chloe Grace Moretz shows up to be bitchy.
Yeah, pretty much.
And she's pretty good.
Yeah, she is pretty good as a bitch.
Yeah. Hey, my milkshake arrived. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Best moment of the night.
Thank you.
Right there.
The tasty milkshake. Clouds of Sils Maria. Good, but not great. I jumped out of the festival. I was having a really bad couple days. So I decided to go and see Gone Girl. You haven't seen it?
No.
I think it's amazing.
I don't doubt it's amazing.
I hope you get to see it in the next couple days.
Maybe, we'll see.
I don't really want to talk about it too much because I don't like giving any kind of spoiler to anybody.
I can tell you the soundtrack is awesome. But that's all I can say.
That Trent Reznor guy is going places.
You think?
Yeah.
I saw an interview with him on Good Morning America. Well, on YouTube. Yeah, he's going places.
Yeah.
Just maybe. I don't know.
Part of me wants, like, Nine Inch Nails to perform on Good Morning America.
That'd be so badass.
And they play Happiness and Slavery.
I have to tell you, every time I see Trent Reznor in, like, in any sort of, like, mainstream media, the 15-year-old me dies a little inside. Like, if I could have known at 15 where they would go.
Oh, but I was at the same concert as you. We saw them in December, was it?
Yeah.
And in November, December last year. And for being in his 40s,
fucking killed it.
One of the best concerts I've seen in a fucking very long time. Nine Inch Nails. The Riot Club.
Oh, I'm really disappointed about this one. I really wanted to love this.
I did too. And a lot of people really did like it.
Yeah, that's what's shocking. It's a little shocking to me, I gotta admit.
A lot of people said it's like their favorite film of the festival so far. I'm like, motherfucker, did you see Mommy?
Apparently not.
No.
Well, half of the audience that was supposed to see Mommy was standing outside.
This is true.
But still, regardless.
I liked it enough, I guess. But
it's enjoyable, but it's not.
It tries to be really violent at a point, and it felt really forced.
Yeah, and I didn't think, you know, for the type of movie it was, I didn't think it was, like, debaucherous enough.
No.
It didn't really go dark enough for me.
No.
That said, I really liked Sam Kaplan. I haven't really liked him in a lot of stuff. He's okay in The Hunger Games, whatever, but I thought he was quite good here.
Yeah.
And I like Max Irons. It's a great young cast.
Yeah, Lonnie Scherfig's made way better films than this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's undoubtedly.
This
for sure.
This brand new company to Canada called Soda Pictures.
Yeah, Soda Pictures Canada.
Has two films in the festival, and I wasn't really a fan of both of them.
Yeah, because the other one was the Two Faces.
Face of an Angel.
Oh, yeah.
The not Amanda Knox story. Yeah, it wasn't good.
But what a cast.
Yeah.
That's what's shocking to me. What a cast.
Kate Beckinsale is really pretty.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah. Leviathan.
Okay, which we watched today.
We just watched today. What a lot of people said should have won the Palme d'Or.
I'm not sure if I feel that strongly.
I don't feel that. I still think Mommy should have won the Palme d'Or. It's the best film I've seen out of the Cannes films.
Yeah, I didn't see Winter Sleep, so I couldn't tell you, but that would be my pick.
Winter Sleep and Mommy are very close, but I still think Mommy's better.
Yeah.
I really, really wanted to love this film, and I don't think I loved it. It's very good. I had some problems with the narrative. A lot of exposition, and then a lot of it didn't pay off.
Yeah, no, and for me, it took like a good half hour to really go anywhere interesting. Like, I fought the first half hour, like, I was seriously falling asleep. And then, you know, stuff starts to happen, and it gets really interesting.
And it gets really ballsy.
Yeah, it does. That's the one thing. I still can't believe that this is, like, managed to get out of Russia without censorship.
Yeah, for what we know about Russia and Vladimir Putin, this is Russia's official Oscar nominee.
And it's fucking ballsy.
And it is not nice about Russia.
No, not at all.
Good on them. Like, I applaud that. It's a very good choice.
I agree.
Yeah. Good on them. That's pretty much it for me. I don't know if you see anything you want to talk about.
The only thing I really want to plug, and it's not playing anymore, which kind of sucks, but Highway, which is this, they're calling it Bollywood. I don't even really know if it counts as Bollywood, since there isn't really any singing. There are musical montages.
To me, Bollywood is songs.
It's like 2.5 hours of like just pure entertainment.
Is Shah Rukh Khan in it?
No.
Then it's not Bollywood.
There you go. Young cast, both very cute. But I mean, it starts off as like a kidnapping story that turns into this, what do they call it when you fall in love with your kidnappers?
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, it goes Stockholm Syndrome. And then there's the intermission. And then it comes back and it's like road movie / romance. It's just everything. But it's really, really pretty and it's really entertaining.
Do they sing on top of a train?
There is a musical number that plays out while they are driving on the roof of a one of those little buses.
not to get off on a tangent, but I mentioned it. I really like Shah Rukh Khan.
He's amazing.
He's super charismatic and he makes the most stupid, dumb Bollywood films. Like, they usually involve him being a superhero.
Yep. And he's great at it.
And he's amazing.
Yeah, he is. He's totally great.
He made one a couple of years ago called Dawn 2.
Which is awesome.
I love Dawn 2.
They're both awesome.
I haven't seen Dawn 1.
Oh, I've got it on a really crappy DVD.
I didn't need to see Dawn 1.
No, you don't need
Dawn
to see
Dawn 2 at its own plot.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he was like Tom Cruise in this film, but better.
He's always great, though.
Yeah.
He's
like 40-something years old, and he's on the roids.
He's killing it.
And he's got giant abs, and...
I mean, he's like the biggest star in Bollywood.
Pretty much.
Still.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But I really liked Highway. I thought it was fun, and I know you're going to hate it. It has the Bill Hader all over it, but it hit all the right buttons. And then I followed it up with The Beloved Sisters, which really needed a 10-minute intermission in the middle.
What was the runtime on that?
171 minutes, so just under 3 hours.
I still have a 200-minute movie to go.
Okay, well, yeah.
And I'm already over 100, so...
But you're just crazy, so... I know. We've already established
But
this.
It's from Bruno Dumont.
Who?
The guy, remember that movie Horror Satan we walked out of a couple years ago?
Oh God almighty, you gotta be fucking
No. The thing that intrigued me, it's a comedy. And he's making an Inspector Clouseau kind of movie. and it's 200 minutes long.
That totally just did not sell me on it.
Oh, hey, I never said I was like not completely stupid, but I love the idea of Bruno Dumont, pretty much the wackiest filmmaker going right now, making a comedy.
Oh my god. Yeah, the only thing I've seen of his was the little I see of that stupid devil movie, and was it 49 Palms?
29 Palms.
29 Palms, which is fucking terrible.
It was terrible.
But yeah, Beloved Sisters, period piece about a famous German poet who was in love with two sisters. It's really long. It's kind of pretty. Stuff happens.
Nice.
Pretty much.
I'm, what are we seeing next? We just watched some documentary on...
It's called Advanced Style.
Advanced Style.
And I gotta say, I mean, you said it best. It totally is pandering to its audience, for sure. The thing that I like about it is the fact that it shows you that you're not, one, dead at 90 and invisible at 90.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of this, like, really great... It's not really about the fashion.
You know, the whole premise is that this photographer blog guy only takes photos of women who dress up. They have to be above 80 years old.
Pretty much.
And they're all very... weird.
Yeah.
And I didn't really get it. It's not my thing. Still pretty entertaining. They're really into it. I really enjoyed the fact that these people just refused to give up.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, you don't see enough of this. I thought it was really, really great.
People, it was pandering at its best.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody in the audience was dressed up. And
they loved
here
it.
Here I am with my hoodie and my shorts and my mohawk. But it was fine. And later tonight, I finally get to see Alleluia. I've been waiting to see this. They played a Fantastic Fest, shot on 16mm. Supposedly it's very atmospheric. Can't wait to see it. And I finally get to see Force Majeure.
Tomorrow.
And
I'm excited for that.
I can't wait for that one. And Wild Tales.
Which I don't have on my calendar.
How do you not have that on your schedule?
I'm sorry. I don't have time off. I'm done. I pretty much am taking... Oops.
That sounded good.
Opa!
Wasn't me, I swear. And, we're kind of ramping down. But I got a press screening of Birdman on Wednesday.
Which you're pretty excited for.
I cannot wait. Other than Inherent Vice, that's my jam right now.
And I fucking hate that trailer.
We're like the only people that haven't seen Inherent Vice, so...
New York.
Did everybody fly to New York to see that?
I think so.
Fuckers.
And I think they screened it like for the entire day.
Pretty much. On Jeff Wells' blog, he tried to get into four different screenings and finally got into one.
See what I mean? They played it all day long.
I was just like, what?
We're living in the wrong city, man.
Yeah.
We're living in the wrong city.
And then I guess the festival ends on Friday and I got a full day.
Yeah, you've got like six movies that day?
Six movies that day.
Yeah, I've got five.
And the day before, I have seven movies that day.
That's just insane.
Yeah, and they're all at the Cinematheque.
Oh, God. Sorastica.
Yeah. But as I said before, I have... Think about this festival. You watch a lot of movies. Some of them are good. Some of them suck.
Yep. And then a lot of them are just kind of like...
Yeah, last year I had a really good year. I had a lot of really good movies.
Yeah.
This year, not so much.
No, I haven't seen a lot of standouts. Like, there's been a lot of stuff that's, you know, it is interesting and it's, you know, entertaining, but not a lot of stuff that's been like, wow, that's awesome.
No, but yeah, I'll still come next year.
Like, come on, when are you not going to come?
They've got me.
Got you by the balls.
Yeah.
Is there anything else before we pack it in?
I don't think so.
Thank you very much. So the food comes right in time.
Yeah, totally.
Good
time
to bed.
You're welcome.
I have
Do you need anything else at the moment?
No, I think we're good.
I think we're good.
Thank you. I have a bacon cheeseburger with onion rings.
Oh, that looks really good.
Yeah.
Salad. I'm going healthy here. Gotta, you know.
Fool,
I know, but it's real food. But so we'll sign off here. We'll be back maybe in a day or two, or maybe just at the end of the festival with a festival wrap. So stay chill, people, and be sure to come on by before the dawn. I apparently have podcasting.
I really want to be on your like Twilight podcast.
Really?
Yeah, this could be like the voice of reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll bring you on board when we talk about Outlander.
No, I don't want that shit.
But Kelsey, does maybe we can bring her on board.
No.
She'll be a special guest. But no, come on by roll3.com. Be sure to check us out at quieter.us. And I don't know if you guys are going to record a podcast before we talk again, but...
Supposedly we are.
Folks can check out the Fantastic Fest stuff.
Yeah, we're supposedly going to do a wrap-up of VIF, even though Adrian kind of left. So I've seen like 70 more movies than he has, but it's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Until next time, we'll see you after the credits. Perfect.